Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Steve Stone, White Sox TV analyst.
And the pitcher, a 12-game winner already this year, Steve Stone.
Former American League Cy Young Award winner. Over four decades of excellence in the booth. No one breaks down baseball like Stoney.
It feels like this run the White Sox are on, we're catching teams at the wrong time.
Well, there's that. There's a few other reasons, but that's certainly one of them.
Steve Stone with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's always fun to talk to Steve Stone, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm having a pretty good day, and how's the show going this morning?
The show's been great. We had a long conversation with Chris Getz earlier. It was fun, just kind of catching up on all the decisions and everything going on. Obviously, tonight there's a big game. The hopefully new manager bounce helps the White Sox, but as we know, it's been a very difficult season. As you know, it's been kind of a compilation of a lot of problems, as you mentioned there on the way in. Steve, when you look at playing a team like the Cubs, who are below 500, but really this is it. They're kind of in a last chance push to maybe turn their season around, and the Sox have been struggling. Is there any juice? I mean, there's obviously a new manager bounce, perhaps, but is there any juice to this series for the White Sox?
Well, I think there's always a special feeling when you're playing the Cubs, and I think regardless of what's happened this year with either team, and this is a much more important series as far as the Cubs are concerned. There's no doubt about that because, you know, we've been saying for quite some time, I've been listening to the station and talking to baseball people, and they've been saying that, you know, this is a really important series for the Cubs. Well, at this point, every series is important for them. And for the Sox, obviously the standings are not going to count because their position is pretty well assured. But beating the Cubs usually is something special for them and certainly for the fans, regardless of what happens. I think these two games, the fans are going to be up for. They're going to be sellouts. So there's going to be a certain amount of, maybe electricity in the ballpark. I think anytime you make a change, you talk about the bounce. I think guys, whatever the reason is, they seem to play a little bit better. I don't know if they're going to be able to play harder than they played. It's just that We'll see if the adrenaline that they're going to get from this series and the new management is going to help the team somewhat.
Steve, what did you think about the timing of the decision and move to fire Pedro Grifol, and what direction do you think the White Sox go next?
Well, as far as where they're going to go, I think they're going to look at a whole lot of candidates, which is one of the reasons why they decided not to make any type of permanent move at this time. And I think having Grady Sizemore as an interim manager is a pretty good thing also, because number one, the players are very comfortable with Grady, and I think they're very comfortable with him. And so instead of a getting to know you period, they don't really have to do that. As far as some new coaches coming in, a lot of the guys that are here have run into these coaches in the system. I mean, so, you know, Doug Sisson is not going to be a new guy. They're going to come in and they're going to try to maybe instill a little bit more of a lot of different things as far as the ball club is concerned. But the observation period that Grady is going to go through, he's seen them as a coach. And I think now he's going to see them in a more executive role. I think that's really going to help when they go and evaluate who they want to make part of the future, who they want to see in the rearview mirror. And I think it'll be, I think we're seeing now a different team than we saw earlier in the season. And I think it will get, it'll get a little bit younger as we move toward the end of this year.
I wonder, Steve, as we look at this losing streak, you know, that was rough, 21 games, 14 earlier in the year. But when you look at the overall picture, I mean, I get it that the White Sox, they had this team and they became a 500 team, and then they came out and lost 100 games, and now it looks like they're going to have the worst series and worst season in Major League Baseball history. They haven't even torn it down completely. If you're trading Garrett Crochet, if you're trading perhaps Luis Robert, if he can kind of rebuild his value, I mean, how bad does that mean it's going to get worse before it gets better? I just don't understand why it has to be this bad.
Well, one of the reasons is they don't have a whole lot of talent. I mean, it's the guys who are playing are very talented guys, but as far as the major league aspect of their abilities at this point, they're not where they want to be, which is why you're seeing a whole lot of younger players. There's many reasons why this happened this year. And there's many things that they want to address going forward. But when you say things are going to get a whole lot worse, one of the things you have to look for is the minor league system. And I know that there's some homegrown talent on this team, and there's also a lot of guys who are acquired trading major league assets, and that's something that Chris and his staff tried to do at the trade deadline. And I think they took a gamble. That some of these guys, they realize offensively this team's going to need to score more runs. There's no mystery in that. If you're scoring three and a half, four runs a game, it's going to be very difficult to consistently win in the major leagues. So you have to kind of juice up the offense. And some of these trades were geared at bringing some offense in. But there's also another name that might have gone perhaps unnoticed in the new changeover, and that's the name of Mike Gellinger. Mike has been with the organization for a long time. A lot of people might not know his name, but the people who don't know his name probably know the name of Paul Konerko. Hmm. And as you know, he was one of the great students of hitting that I've ever talked to. I mean, he had it down to a science. He was really good at it. He could evaluate other people's stroke. He understood about exactly what to do to get your hands to the baseball, get the bat to the ball consistently, and Paul was wonderful at that. Well, the guy that he looked to when he had a problem, the guy that he went to was Mike Gellinger, who was with the organization at the time. And for me, if Paul Konerko gives anybody a ringing endorsement about their hitting acumen, I tend to listen to Paul. I think he's got a pretty good idea about how to break down a swing. And I think Mike Gellinger is going to be a really good addition to this ball club, because this is a team that desperately needs some hitting.
Steve, obviously your insight here and on TV is excellent, but you're also very good follow on Twitter and X. So yesterday you tweeted this, and I thought it was interesting. This has been a tough season for all of us who are Sox fans. Not much went right from the beginning. There's ample blame to go around. In a performance-based game, this team didn't perform. Hello, Grady Sizemore. This won't be the last move. Pedro is my friend. I wish him well. And then you respond to somebody's response to that, how you don't deserve this season. You say, I'll have more to say on that later in the season. Somewhat cryptic, curious about what you're referring to and if you could share any of that now.
Well, I think he asked me about if I was going to come back next year, and I said I'll have more about that later in the season because, you know, when you're going through a year like this, and make no mistake, everybody who feels something about this organization, and I know we have some really passionate fans, they can tell you, you know, they've given up on this, they've given up on that, but the first thing they do is look and see what the White Sox did or the moves they might have made or anything along those lines. So I think when you're born with that feeling of the White Sox in your blood, it was passed down from your family to you, and you'll pass it down to your family after. I think that you get involved on a day-to-day basis. Summer means baseball. Baseball means the White Sox, and we have a lot of fans like that who get really aggravated when things aren't going well. You could hardly go much poorly than they've gone this year. And so I don't want to do anything now with a feeling of, the depression, really, that comes with your team not performing. And I think that's what I was saying is I'm not going to evaluate anything now. I'll wait and see what happens down the road.
Steve, you know how much respect we have for you. I'm just curious, in that context then, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding your play-by-play guy, John Schriffen. I wonder how much of a toll that has taken on you emotionally and how much that will be weighed into your decision whether or not to return.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be any problem whatsoever. I think anybody who gets a job doing Major League Baseball, number one, should be very grateful because there's very few of them. And also, you have to realize that John is one of 30 Major League Television number one play-by-play guys. There's only 30 of them. And so by the time you get to that job, you got to be pretty good in that job, but there's also a getting to know you process. You know, you come into a new city where those of us who have been here a while, and both you guys and I've been here a while, you don't realize that someone else coming in who has never really been here before, there is a getting to know you period. And I think that's part of the reason and what's happened this year with John, but I think he's getting better. I think he's slowed down his delivery somewhat. I think that given time, he probably will be a whole lot better. He's got a lot of talent, and it's just a question of getting used to it. And, you know, I look back to some of the early days that I had. I'm a different broadcaster now than I was then, different broadcaster in the middle than I am at this point. So I think for some people, it's not the easiest thing, and also coming into a brand new city, I think is difficult. And so, you know, he's going to do pretty well going forward. And again, for everybody involved in this year, both the fans, the people who work for the White Sox, those of us who call games on a daily basis, it's been a very tough year.
Yeah, no, it's been hard to watch. I mean, you guys can't get much time off while it's going on. We are blessed to be able to turn it off at different points. And I love the White Sox. I've followed the White Sox my whole life, and it's difficult to see what has happened. And for me, the problem, Steve, has been that I don't know how they get out of it. There is no quick solution. You know, I like the idea that they're trying to address their hitting woes in the same way that they've kind of got their pitching development up and running, but I look at prospects, and this is one of the great kind of lies in baseball. I love a good prospect. I love to follow a guy. I believe Yoan Moncada was like the top prospect in baseball at one point, and here we are.
Yes.
Colson Montgomery has struggled in AAA, and he's, I mean, God bless him. I hope everything goes well for him. But he seems like he's closer to going back to Double-A than he is to coming to the major leagues. And that's not an insult. That's just the reality of prospect development. And if that doesn't concern you as a fan, it really ought to, because there's no clear path. And it's great to get your minor league systems built up, but boy, do they need major league baseball players.
Well, when you take a look at what's happened in the minor leagues in the last few years, you'll realize that that is the hope. I just was looking at a rating system, and they rated the White Sox as the eighth most productive farm system. Now, you can say on one hand, yes, they made some deals. They brought in some talent from other places. They traded away major league assets to help stock their minor leagues. Well, the minor leagues that needed to be restocked, and it has been. It's not a finished product yet, but there's some pretty decent young players that are on the horizon. I think you're seeing it first, and what's happened with the Sox is the arms came along first, and you're seeing some pretty good young arms, both at the mid-levels, upper levels of the minor leagues, and you're seeing in the major leagues. I mean, Jonathan Cannon had a wonderful outing the other day. You could tell from the beginning when he came up that his stuff was going to play in the major leagues because everything he throws moves, and he's fairly deceptive out there. He appears to be a bulldog, which is really good. I like his determination, and I think he's got a chance. I think what we saw from Drew Thorpe, again, a young guy. Now, I know he came from San Diego. However, that being said, he looks like he's going to fit quite nicely into the White Sox rotation. And I think there's some other guys that we've seen that also look like they're going to play pretty well. So the pitching has come along first, and the hitting is going to come along because that's going to be an area of concentration. And as far as what's going to happen going forward, I know listening to Chris Getz talk about, you know, looking other places for the next manager, they're going to interview a whole lot of people. But the guy who is going to be in the job, the guy who is going to view this for the first time in his career, he's going to view it hands-on in an executive role, is Grady Sizemore. And Grady, number one, is a very good guy. And when he came in, they were talking about his baseball acumen. I've talked with him many times, and I believe that he understands this game pretty well. He viewed it from the center field position, which pretty much you've got everything in front of you. And so I think he's going to do pretty well in what they're asking him to do, which is try to juice up, if you will, the culture of this team, give it some purpose, maybe tighten up some of the areas. Certainly you want to see a lot of different things change. And I think Grady and his new staff are probably going to do that. But bear in mind, a lot of these guys coming up from the minor leagues are very familiar with the players they're going to inherit.
Steve, the number one rated prospect, I think, is still Colson Montgomery. He struck out 117 times in 339 at-bats at AAA Charlotte, hitting .209. Would you bring him up to take a look, despite the fact he struggled at AAA?
I don't think what he did at AAA will have any bearing on what he does in the major leagues. I think that there's a lot of guys, and if you take a look, there's a lot of guys who actually hit better when they get to the major leagues than they do in AAA especially. Why that is? Well, it's pretty easy. These pitchers are around the plate. They're not going to throw one behind your head and the other one on the outside corner. Most of the time when they miss, they're going to miss pretty close. And there's a lot of hitters who, given the opportunity to see a whole lot of pitches around the plate in the same at bat, they're probably going to be able to take advantage of it. So I don't think necessarily the minor league numbers have a whole lot to do with what happens in the major leagues. Now, if you've got a guy who's going to be a star, let's say you're looking at Bobby Witt Jr., you know, you brought up Yoan Moncada as an example of a number one guy that didn't work out. Well, Bobby Witt Jr. was the number one guy. Has he worked out? Yes, he has. So this is not an exact science, guys. This is something that you try to stock your organization when you get a trade, especially, which is how Moncada got here. You try to stock them with talented people, and how they develop is on an individual basis. You never really know if this guy is going to be the next star of the game or if he's going to be a guy that you go, hey, I don't remember that name. What happened to that guy? Well, he didn't work out. And with Moncada, unfortunately, his body has not allowed him to perform. The talent was always there. I mean, there's a lot of rating services that rated him as the number one prospect in baseball. There was a reason. He's a magnificent athlete. Problem is, his body has not allowed him to fulfill that. And when you look at it from the White Sox standpoint, that was a feather in their cap getting him along with Michael Kopech. Now they gave up a lot in Chris Sale.
Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, it was fun to talk to Chris Getz because he told us flat out that that Tony La Russa has an advisory role and that he is not. There are so many rumors going around who's calling shots, etc. And he told us that the picking the new manager is his, that he will make that hire. And he was pretty specific, Steve, about someone currently in baseball with another organization in uniform. That seemingly eliminates a lot of rumored candidates, whether they were real or not, to the job. Do you believe that that is accurate, that he's making this call, that it will be his guy? And how, you know, again, how much does someone want to come to a 100-loss team? Do you have to give them more than 3 years, more than $1 million that Pedro was making?
Well, first of all, you never really know who's going to be on that list, but they're going to start to narrow it down. Number one, they're going to make a list, then they're going to start to narrow it down. There's going to be some people who don't want to get involved with it. There'll be other people who say, you know, there's not too many of these jobs around, and if you have an opportunity to interview, certainly you would do that. And if you're presented with the opportunity to manage, you would certainly do that also, because, again, there's 30 of these guys. That's it. And I'm not sure how many people have been ever asked to be a major league manager, but it's pretty enticing when you have the opportunity to try to take your vision and implant it into 26 guys and try to get them pulling in the same direction. That's not an easy thing to do. And I think when you look at the statement by Chris Getz, it gives him a little room if things change, because everything changes in this game. I think one of the reasons why he didn't get even more specific was, well, there's a couple reasons. Number one, there is tampering. And number two, there's a lot of people that can't really talk to you at this point, because you have to go through, if you're talking about guys who are currently employed in the major leagues, you have to go through their organization and ask for permission to talk with them. And normally on a managerial interview, when you talk to a guy who is a non-manager, the team will allow him to talk. Now, there are some teams who probably won't give you as much time as you might need because there might be in the playoff race, but that's always a consideration. So it takes some time, and there's going to be some time given here. But I think the man in the job currently, the guy who currently has the job, and it turns out to be Grady Sizemore, as long as you're in that job, you have a chance to get that job. And so I wouldn't discount anything that happens going forward. I read the same thing and listened to the same thing that you guys did, but I also see that this is going to be a longer process, which is why I'm glad they're making it after the season is over. And there's a lot of guys that they want to talk to. They might not be able to get to quite as quickly as they would like.
Steve, great stuff. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Steve. Enjoy the series.
Okay, guys. Have a good rest of the show, and I'll talk to you guys down the road.
Yep.
That is Steve Stone.
Interesting.
That's great stuff. He's
not discounting Grady Sizemore as a legitimate candidate.
No.
I find that interesting.
Yeah.
A little surprising. No experience, but he has the remainder of the season to prove that he's capable of doing a job. And if they do receive the Sizemore bounce, as you have referred to it.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Then maybe they'll be in a position.
Is that not true? I mean, is that not a thing that I make that up? The hope would be, right?
All throughout sports, there are examples of teams that change managers or coaches and respond well in the games immediately after.
Happens in the Premier League, pal. Let me tell you.
Jameson Taillon hopes you're wrong.
It's Mully and Haw in Chicago.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, There's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
Garrett Crochet's last start of the season, and if not, do you plan to shut him down?
This will not be his last start. Garrett's obviously had a tremendous season, one of the certainly the bright spots of our club, but also baseball as well. And we're very mindful of this part of the season as he navigates this late in the year as a major league starter for the first time. There are going to be more starts. We look forward to watching him pitch tonight.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's Chris Getz. We had a chance to talk to him, and this will not be the final start of the season for Chris Getz. For Garrett Crochet. The Cubs and the Sox play today, play tonight. He's on the bump against J-Mo. I think they're limiting his innings, but from what we're watching, it seems like there's a pitch count for him. But it is not the end of his season after tonight. That is what Chris Getz told us.
From a White Sox perspective, this is what I hope they do. They've been trotting him out there for 3 innings, 4 innings, 2 innings, whatever it is. He's got his pitch count, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think that they can have that in the back of their mind, but I hope the Grady Sizemore era, as it begins tonight, the interim manager of the White Sox, for the sake of Garrett Crochet, tell him to just go out and pitch. Have it in the back of your mind how long you're going to let him, but don't tell him, you got 3 innings, you got 2 innings. I think it messes with the approach, the psyche, and maybe it's just pitchers have to get used to it in today's day and age, but I do think that when you look at Garrett Crochet, if they want to shut him down whenever they decide to do that, we all would understand why. But let his starts be natural starts.
Mm.
Approach them in a way that they would be typical of what you would do if you were hoping to win that game.
Try to win?
Yeah. Try to win.
Well, I believe they will try to win. I think that the managerial change, if nothing else, they will make an effort to win. And I think, listen, this horrible season will go down on the record of Pedro Grifol. And as we've talked about it, I think we talked about it yesterday, I would be surprised if he ever had another opportunity to be an MLB manager. It doesn't mean he can't do other things. He can't work in the game. He can't work in someone's minor league system, whatever it might be. But I don't think he's going to ever be an MLB manager again. I think whatever reputation he had is destroyed by the horrible seasons that the White Sox have had. I don't think the same thing's in place for Grady Sizemore. I think he comes in as an interim. He's going to try to save something. That there's going to be the general kind of desperation to get 12 wins, 13 wins. I don't know that it's going to happen. It seems like that's far-fetched. But and I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. But I think they're going to at least – there'll be some juice to it. There'll be things are different. It's not Pedro with the same message. Hopefully, they will play at a different rate. They'll play better.
I know that's the hope. That has happened.
Yeah.
I think it happens more frequently in games that are maybe influenced by energy and adrenaline more than baseball.
You're right.
I think when you look at football, the bounces, boy, you know, the mentality changes.
That defense got
at that.
Exactly.
They're flying around because they're energized. They're re-energized. Hockey the same way. Basketball to maybe a lesser degree than those other two sports. But when you get a non-aggressive sport like baseball, I do wonder about the impact of what we're talking about in terms of a bounce, an adrenaline rush. I don't know what to make of that or how sustainable that can be.
I think that Ron Coomer did a good job of describing what it's like as a player in that situation. So everybody gets four major league at-bats tonight, right? Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for you to do something. It's a chance for you to show something. You also need to keep that in mind when you're in the outfield, when you're on the field, that you better make the play. You better be aware of how many outs there are. It's more to me about just being focused in on what your role is than some of the stuff we'd watched unfold over the course of the season.
That's a good point. Grady Sizemore gets a chance. A couple things that Steve Stone said really stand out. I'll be thinking about after the show. Number one was that Grady Sizemore still has a chance to be the next manager of the White Sox. So this is a mini audition for the rest of the season for a guy that has no managerial experience. So I think that's interesting. The other thing is less related to baseball than just his own job and profession. The fact that he acknowledged how difficult emotionally this season has been on him. He used the word feeling depressed. About that, and he sounded like a guy who wasn't entirely 100% sure he was returning or ready to announce a return. And I think when you talk about Steve Stone and the great connector in Chicago baseball, he'll be watching the Cubs and Sox tonight, and he has represented both teams so well for so long that, boy, when Stoney says something like that, it stays with you. Because you don't know.
I think he said a couple of things along those lines. I was thinking about them even during the break as we were talking about it. I think, David, that what you don't want to do is make emotional decisions in your life. You want to be able to take some time and calm down and think things through and kind of make decisions on your future in a different space than the one you're in at the time. But it's very real. That you do feel a level of depression, that you have to show up and do a job when you're covering something. They're going to set a record for the number of losses in a season, and I think that's painful for people around it. Think about Ozzy and Chuck in the pregame, in the postgame, and even like when guys like Big Frank are kind of sweeping in for it is a really difficult thing to go through that. And to feel like, what am I doing in my life that I'm devoting it to this?
Yeah, when your job is that much of a chore, it stops being as much fun. So let's hope that, all that he needs is maybe a fresh start in off season. Because I don't know how people, we're so used to spending the baseball season in games with Steve Stone. You know, whether you're a Sox fan and a Cub fan, certainly remember. But yeah, that kind of did stand out. The wear and tear emotionally has been pretty difficult for him to deal with, and I'm glad he acknowledged that. So tonight, Crochet versus Tyone. I, the Cubs need these games more than the White Sox. Sure. That goes without saying. Yep. And I think the Cubs are well equipped with Tyone tonight and Steele tomorrow to take both these games and then take the day off on Sunday, which is weird. It's weird having Sunday off.
It is weird having
baseball
Sunday
season.
Off, isn't it? Yeah, it's strange. Let's get to the phone lines. Ron, our buddy Ron's on the south side. Ron's got thoughts. Hey, pal, how are you?
Hey, good morning, my friends. As far as the managers, the name that I have heard, and you all I've been enjoying the discussion, there's not one that distinguishes itself with the group. So only thing I'm hoping, God, that is in-depth search. That's the main thing. But I am not anticipating any kind of really like bump, as they say, because you need players. If you had some young players coming up with some energy. Now, Steve said he thinks the team will be getting young. Is that to suggest that they are going to bring up some of the players? You may as well bring up Kosa Montgomery. Now, certainly you can't pay him to Jackson Holiday. Jackson Holiday came up, struggled, went back. So, but I think that would help. But now here's the problem, guy. They just don't have Byron. What happened to Byron Ramos? He's supposed to be the third baseman. So,
Ron, they pulled Oscar Colas out of a game yesterday, which seemingly means he'll be playing here.
You think he'll be here tonight? This weekend?
I mean, they pulled him out of a game. Isn't that usually an indication?
Thanks, Ron. Great stuff. Yeah, I think it's an indication.
So does that mean? Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest. He apparently didn't show respect to Pedro. Pedro didn't care for him.
That was a rift, maybe.
There seemed like there was a rift. Yeah.
I want to see Kosa Montgomery. Steve described well why AAA stats should not be factored into major league promotion. So if they bring him up, I'll be curious because he is their highest rated prospect.
Yeah. You know, that Edgar Cuero is also very good.
Yeah, but you got to catch him. You're looking at already.
I think developmental. He's 19.
Kerry Lee is a guy that you are also evaluating for the long term. So a lot of development going on in the South Side.
All right. We've got, believe, Dan and Lawrence. I think I've seen them floating around, and we'll be talking to them next. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.